Welcome to a special interview segment of Folk Image at folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill, and in our studios here, our guest is Alette Brooks, who is in from Silicon Valley region of California and on a tour of New England. Welcome to Folk Image.
Thank you.
You have just released your third album.
Yes.
Is that correct? As we record this, the album is called Swim With Me. And I must say, from the albums released the past month, this one gets my marks for the best that we've received here, because I can't get the songs out of my head day to day.
Thank you. I'm flattered.
So it's nice to have you here. What got you interested in making music? When did you discover that you had both the talent and the drive to embark on such a risky career?
Yeah, it sure is risky. Well, I've always been a singer for my whole life and a performer of sorts, but I wasn't a singer-songwriter until part of the way through college, and I went abroad, and I was with a group of students, and one of them played the guitar, so we purchased a guitar together, and he and I wrote a song, and that was just the starting point for me. I basically couldn't keep my hands off the guitar, and every time I picked it up, I would write new things. I think that's what happens at the beginning when you first start writing songs. There's no self-consciousness, there's no goals, there's no career, so you just write and write and write and write, and it just pours out, and you're not censoring yourself at all. And I went through that process, and I got back to school and learned that there was an audio recording class that I could take, so I took it, and that's how I produced my first CD, and that's sort of how I went in this direction.
Mm-hmm. So your college actually offered some audio courses, and that worked out well for you.
I was incredibly lucky because I had access to an amazing recording studio and an amazing professor who was very supportive and helpful, and actually let me continue to use the studio after graduation to an extent, so...
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
At the usual studio rates, or as a friend? Oh, no. Friends rate.
Oh no, free.
Friends rate.
Free.
That's good. Since you brought your guitar with you, why don't you break into a song right now? Live.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm in the mood for this. This is called The Cab Song. It's on my second CD, Silicon Valley Rebel, and I wrote it when I was traveling, and I was trying to get from the San Francisco Bay Area where I live to the middle of rural Missouri, and I was not being very successful, and I got stranded in Chicago, and I was feeling very sorry for myself, but I had a wonderful conversation with the cab driver there, and he sort of put my problems back into perspective.
Into the cab, shut the blue striped door. I think I'm gonna miss my train. Can you get me there? Well, I can try, but not for sure, he said. I think this will not be my lucky night. Since the day began, nothing has gone quite right, and now the air is biting me. And I'm trying not to let the call in. Yeah, he said it's a lot colder than where I come from, but I've had to make myself numb. I haven't cut my hair in a year. And did you know if you put your ear to my heart, you'll be able to see right through me, brick warehouse crumbling edged with sharply shattered glass. Someone's dream drowns in the nightmare of this city. This is not a hell realm, just a shattered looking glass. I noticed his words were round and soft around the edges, so I just sat back and let his voice sink in. I come from Africa, Ghana, hoping to come here and go back home with a little more than I had before. I've moved around quite a bit. I haven't found a place to fit quite yet. Don't think I will. I haven't cut my hair in a year. And did you know if you put your ear to my heart, you'll be able to see right through me. Brick warehouse, crumbling, edged with sharply shattered glass. Someone's dream drowns in the nightmare of this city. This is not a hell realm, just a shattered looking glass. Back home, people do go hungry. Here, the greasy food is making me quite sick, and I haven't found many people I can trust. Alone in this cold city, driving a taxi for a living, yeah. I've been working since 6 this morning, he said, looking out, looking out, looking out at the dull blackness of the sky. I slowly seem to be accumulating, but deep inside my soul's just getting by. I haven't cut my hair in a year, and did you know if you put your ear to my heart, you'll be able to see right through me. Brick warehouse, crumbling, edged with sharply shattered glass. Someone's dream drowns in the nightmare of this city. This is not a hell realm, just a shattered looking glass. Driving a taxi for a living, yeah. My soul's just getting by.
Alette Brooks here on Folk Image, our guest live in the studio. You were raised and born and raised in the Silicon Valley as well as currently based there, or did you grow up somewhere else?
I grew up in Southern California, and then I migrated to the Silicon Valley area for college, and I haven't left yet.
Okay. Do you find that the people that you get to know living there, since they're primarily, you know, their occupations are primarily those that are not conventional or very high tech and mm-hmm. recent. Do you find that more of an inspiration for writing songs or less than if you were in an area where people had more traditional style jobs?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, I don't feel that strong a sense of connection to the general community in Silicon Valley. I went to school there, and most of my friends in the area are still sort of from school and haven't yet left the area as well. And so my friends aren't necessarily all programmers. I have, you know, preschool teacher friends. A lot of my friends are in grad school right now, or, you know, kayaking instructors or different things. And yes, I do have plenty of friends that are programmers. And what I think is interesting is sort of the intersection of those worlds, the programming world and the other worlds. Things are changing now because sort of the bust, there was the boom time and now it's the bust time.
People are finding more conventional jobs once they've been laid off.
Or like downgrading their technical job to something else. But it's funny because in my mind, when I think of conventional jobs, to me, like work, like from where I come from, that is a conventional job. Being a programmer and working for a high tech, that is the most conventional thing you can possibly do where I live.
Even here in Massachusetts with the 128 belt, that's something to say because you never think that over there that is the conventional type of job. And
it really is. Really is. I mean, I feel like there, and also to some extent in Seattle, you just meet so many people, and they all do computer jobs. So that is the conventional job. And I don't know whether I'd say it's more or less inspiring to me. I definitely don't. I guess I do find the area in which I live inspiring, but mostly because it's an area of such great contradictions and I don't necessarily feel like I fit in. And so that's what's interesting.
Yes,
about it.
That can inspire a lot of music.
Yeah.
Certainly. Now, your latest album is entitled Swim With Me, and you are an avid swimmer. And from what I can tell, every single photograph on the album was taken underwater.
Yes, all of the photography was underwater. And on my website, there's a whole bunch of underwater photography as well.
Could you let us in on some secrets as to how this was taken and who the photographer is and what tricks he or she used to take these photos underwater?
Sure. Well, first of all, I will say that taking those photos was an incredibly enjoyable experience. And if things don't work out for me as a songwriter, I think I'm going to try to become an underwater photo subject.
How many moons have you witnessed and how many have you missed? How many canyons have you crawled up on knees and clenched fists? Swimming up the river in the midday sun, emerald glow below, feeling like my life has just begun. Pebbles warp by the water, and water warp by the wind. How it will my fingers warp by you if only you were gone. Come on in, yeah. Under the water, sunlight is different down there. Broken into discreet pieces you can dance with for as long as you can resist the need for the air. How long can you resist the need for the air? Pebbles warp by the water, and water warp by the wind. Now it will my fingers warp by you if only you were gone. In, yeah. And have a swim with me, oh. Will my fingers warp by you if only you would come on in? Pebbles warp by the water, the water warp by the wind. Now will my fingers warp by you if only you would. Once you leave the river, it's parched dry earth for miles around. Quietest place I've ever been. The wind blows without a sound. Once you leave the river, it's parched dry earth for miles around. It's the quietest place I've ever been. The wind blows without a sound. It's like being underwater. It's like when your head is under. And you are, and you are, and you are inside. Crawling towards you on my knees and clenched fists. The silver surface is broken and the spell is undone. Once again the glare blinds your eyes. Will you ever choose me? Will you ever choose me? Will you ever choose me? Over the sun.
Except for the part where I was trying to keep my eyes open under the chlorinated water and they got very sore. But the photos with goggles were really fun to take. Basically, I have a friend who's a great photographer, and she's done a lot of photography for me in the past. And she also is an avid swimmer. So we decided, hey, let's try to take some underwater photos. And we did a couple different things. We did a shoot with just regular disposable underwater camera. And then we did a shoot with a scuba diving type camera that we had rented. And I actually didn't see an appreciable difference in the quality, so I think there's nothing wrong with those disposable cameras. One trick is, when I originally thought about this project in my head, I'd imagined doing it in an outdoor pool because I primarily swim in outdoor pools. That's what's available to me in California, and I love it, the way that the sun comes through the water. And it turned out that our only option at the time was to do the photo shoot in an indoor pool in San Francisco, and I was definitely concerned that the photos wouldn't come out well, but they came out even better because there were some windows, and so the light was coming in through the windows at the right times, and then the rest of the pool was dark, so instead of just having this light pool, we had a lot of options for contrast. You can see even on that cover shot, the beginning of a sort of sunlit area.
A little bit of light coming through, mm-hmm. little sparkles of light coming through.
And
in
if
various
you look
places.
Under the CD, there's that one picture where there's this ray of light, and I'm just sort of sitting in it. It's actually, if you pick up the green CD, you don't have to do that right now necessarily, since someone else can see. But definitely doing it indoors, that's a good example as well. Gave us a lot of opportunities to sort of play with the light and dark, and it was a mm-hmm. really fun project.
If you want to see in more detail what we're talking about, our visitors here to Folk Image can go to your website, mm-hmm. right? Alettbrooks.com,
yeah.
And see some of these.
And it's A-L-L-E-T-T-E-B-R-O-O-K-S.
Yes. It's wise to spell it.
Yes, people might have problems, so... just ALLETTEBROOKS.com, and there's some sound clips as well as photos, and my touring schedule's up there too.
Mm-hmm. How about another song live?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any requests?
Well, there's a lot of good songs on the current album, Swim With Me or Share or Never Was or Refuge. I like all those.
Let's do Never Was just for fun. Writing you a letter inside my head, it will promptly disappear as soon as each word has been said. I'm sitting in a corner by myself in Minnesota, hunched over in a dusty orange chair, trying to dodge thick threads of smoke, but I know in the morning I'll smell it soaked into my hair. I will smell it soaked into my hair. It's like waking up with a stranger or a lover for the very first time. An unfamiliar vista, something misplaced, a slight betrayal of the self won't quite wash away. But when I think of you, all I have is the night before the morning after, yeah. The night before the morning after that never was. I'm writing you a letter inside my head. Should be thinking about what I'm gonna play when I get on stage instead. And the three-piece band before me is all in a tizzy there, cussing at the sound man over some technical difficulties. And the friendliest thing that I see in the room is the disco ball spinning stars onto the wall, sky with no moon, like the night sky with no moon. It's like waking up with a stranger or a lover for the very first time. An unfamiliar vista, something misplaced, a slight betrayal of self won't quite wash away. But when I think of you, all I have is the night before the morning after, yeah. The night before the morning after that never was. It's been 4 full months since I first and last saw your face in a place so much more real than this, than this. The wind made our eyes water and our ears ache, and we strode over sand to the place where the rocks mark the end of the bay. Stared at it, open ocean. Stared at it,
crossroads and I have yet to choose. Will I ever wake up with a stranger or a lover again for the very first time? Well, I just think of you, yeah.
Alette Brooks, our in-studio guest here on Folk Image. Now, while you were attending Stanford, you had a chance to travel to Africa. Could you tell me about your experiences there and what influence they may have on the music you make?
Yeah, well, that's actually where I really started to learn to play the guitar. That's I was discussing earlier how I'd been abroad with a group of students, and I was with a group of students, and we bought a guitar in Botswana. And I was on an ecology-focused course there. We also did like a homestay, and I learned some Setswana, but we spent about 5 or 6 weeks doing some ecological surveys in the north, and we were camping amongst the lions and elephants and zebras and all sorts of charismatic megafauna, as well as non-charismatic mini fauna, but I won't name those now because they won't be as interesting to hear about. And
just irritating pests.
Yeah. So a lot of my first songs were written in Botswana, sort of around a little campfire there. And my experiences there definitely strongly informed the subject matter of my first CD, Privilege. I dealt with a lot of different issues of privilege. I think being abroad made me very aware of what it meant to be an American in this world. And, you know, it heightened my awareness of issues of gender, not only here, but in other countries. And what does it mean to be an American woman, looking at issues of gender in Botswana and just all sorts of stuff like that. And I think that stuff definitely creeps into my songs and has crept into all three of my CDs in different ways. My newest CD, I think, is a little bit subtler, but it's got some nice environmental things on it, like Rolling Blackout and the driving song.
When you talk about Botswana, I think about a song that John Stewart wrote that is very beautiful, that talks about that country. I'm saying that maybe it is an intriguing place to travel, because if it inspires that kind of a song, you know, and inspired you to, you know, your experiences there to become a musician, actually, and express yourself this way. But I'd much rather live here, I think, in America, but it seems like a nice place to visit and can be, you know, inspiring as far as what you discovered there in the natural environment.
And it's very eye-opening. I mean, I think it's really important for people, if they have the opportunity, to get a perspective on how differently we live from most people on the planet.
Right, right, right. You ready for another song?
Sure. I'd love to play another song. Would you mind if I play another song off Silicon Valley Rebel just for fun?
That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the song Silicon Valley Rebel, and it's a true story about a friend of mine who graduated from college with a degree in feminist studies, and then she became a web page designer, because what else are you going to do for money in the Valley? It's all true, and it's not about me. She goes in every day wearing her bike shorts and political t-shirts. She says, no way will I design a webpage. For the promise keepers, you can just take your webpage and shove it up here, you know what. And they say, Rachel, 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 Rachel. But please don't leave us here alone in this silicon hell. Life would be so unbearable without you, Rebel. Wheeling her bike along the office floor, they never know what to expect. Shaved into the back of her head when she walks in door, and she says, I don't believe in working like that. For company, it's not like they care about you. It's not like they care about me. Please don't leave us here alone in this silicon hell. Life would be so unbearable without you. $30 an hour for 30 hours a week with full benefits, as long as we can peak, 'cause don't think we don't hear you.
your lovers on the phone. These cubicle walls are so thin, you know, you're never alone. Rachel, she keeps some boxes and some food. We think she sleeps up there, but the boss doesn't really care. Please don't leave us here alone in this silicon hell. Life would be so unbearable without you, Rebel. Yeah, we'll give you $30 an hour for 30 hours a week with full benefits. As long as we can pee. To take you to the job interview, Rachel. Well, you're kind of cute, but we'd like to see what you can do. Are you familiar with GUI? Do you know HTML? She says, yeah, sure I do. I know them real well. Unbeknownst to them, she learned it all on the clock. Faster than they could blink, she learned to walk and walk and talk the talk. And now there's feminist consciousness raising over lunch and vegan entrees at the company potluck. Rachel, we don't understand you, but we like you a bunch. Rachel, well, she's got all this body hair, but we know the work will get done real well with her up there. Please don't leave us here alone in this silicon hell. Life would be a megabytes and microchips without your rebel. Private revolution, it began at home, but she brought it into the corporate world, and now she is well known. Hey.
Alette Brooks, our in-studio guests here on Folk Image. Some strong imagery on that song.
Yeah, well, you were asking so much about Silicon Valley, I thought I'd better play that.
And this is going to be available on computer only, so I guess it's...
exactly, it's appropriate.
It's absolutely appropriate. So that's the thing. You know, songwriters not only are confessional, but they are also actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they role play in songs, and they say, you know, don't sweat it, that's not me, you know. That line that comes
but
up.
But it is all true. So it is
but
about
it is, it in this is case, all, it's all true,
yeah.
Yes. Now, you've been doing a lot of touring.
Yes, I have.
In the past year or two, and it looks like a wide variety of different style of performances. You perform at schools also, and also festivals, and, mm-hmm. and of course, doing live performances for radio stations.
Yep.
What is unique about each one that you've discovered in the past year or two? Do you have any preferences? Or?
Well, it's hard to generalize because I would say that not only is each genre of venue or type of performance unique, but each show is unique. It depends on where I am and what kind of people are there and what kind of energy is there and who exactly I'm interacting with.
Even so, the same audience the next night would have been different.
Exactly. So it's really hard for me to speak to what type of venue is preferred because what I prefer is an energetic, enthused, fun audience. And I would say that audience could appear in a variety of different places. Now, radio is its own thing because your audience is, well, you're interacting with a DJ, and that's the main interaction, and then your audience is somewhere else. So I kind of put that in a separate category. To me, that's not the same as playing a show. It's a different kind of show. It's a different kind of interaction.
You took some training on your vocals mm-hmm. along the way, and you have a 3-octave vocal range, which has been coming out a little bit.
Yeah, here just a little bit.
Here and there. Would you like to continue on that, or do you think that you've got the basics down to have enough available for what you write and to perform what you write?
I actually resumed studying voice recently. I had taken a hiatus. I studied probably between the ages of maybe 11 and 12 and about 18 and 19. So I studied for a long time and then a little bit in college, but I became sort of disillusioned with the practice of singing, you know, Italian and German arias, and it just didn't have the same kind of meaning for me. But recently I started again primarily for the purpose of vocal health, and I'm having a tremendous amount of fun with it. It's just amazing to rediscover my soprano voice, and, you know, my voice teacher, he keeps saying, well, I can't wait till you stop doing what you're doing and go into opera. He wants me to go in that direction. He's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait till you start doing some real singing for your career. But I don't know that I'm going to make that change. But I am enjoying it a lot right now.
Have you handed him a copy of your new album yet?
He's heard it, but he doesn't think it's real singing. I think it's the most real singing of my three CDs. I think it's real singing. But no, it's not operatic singing. That's different. He's like, your voice can handle something with far more meat to it. But then I said, well, my lyrics have far more meat than operatic lyrics. So
right.
It's trade-off.
He comes from a musical tradition that is more show than anything else. It's the performance and what you can do to make the performance as big as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But folk music is a means of artistic expression where it's the communication itself is the art form and not the show, so to speak. Although it is a show, it's entertainment just like anything else.
Sure.
But I think some people in the people in the classical and the aria, you know, sort of segment of the music industry have a hard time seeing what we do here and sort of relating to that.
And vice versa.
Exactly. By the way I'm talking, you can tell.
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll end this with one last song from you. Alette Brooks, our guest here on folkimage.com.
Great. I think I will end with which song? I think I'll end with this one. This is Cher. The rich, oily town in the song is the town of Shallow Alto or Palo Alto, where I currently reside in an alley.
Into my space, I evaded every question, sidestepped your embrace, 'cause I don't wanna get mean, just for my own protection, I don't wanna get mean, 'cause we are all one. Till there isn't enough to go around, and I don't wanna go numb, just to create the illusion for myself that I am standing on solid ground. For 4 solid days, and streets are turning into rivers laced with ribbons of colorful, greasy glaze. And I'm gonna go outside now, and I'm gonna walk around, see how wet I can get, see if I can figure out what I'm still doing here in this rich, oily town, 'cause we are all one. Until there isn't enough to go around, and I don't wanna go numb, just to create the illusion for myself that I am standing on solid ground, solid ground. Constrict. violate and space between each heartbeat feels like an interminably long wait. Pores constrict, pupils dilate and space between each heartbeat feels like an interminably long wait. Where you had stood, and the ghost of your declined embrace it hung in the air. But when I finally reached out to touch it, all I touched was a missed opportunity to share.
Alette Brooks, our guest here on Folk Image. One last thing I want to ask you about.
Sure.
You did the soundtrack vocals for the 1999 film God Wears My Underwear.
Yeah.
How did that happen? And tell us about the movie.
It's really, really funny situation. My former guitar teacher and guitar mentor was composing the score for the movie God Wears My Underwear, and he asked me to record some vocals on there. And it was a really fun process. I get to sing in ways that I don't usually get to sing on a CD. But the movie is a kind of an interesting and strange film about gender and spirituality. And I actually haven't seen the completed film. I just saw the sort of mock-up board and heard the whole score. So I sort of sang to the score more than the actual movie.
Okay. Alette Brooks, you can find out more about her on her website, alettebrooks.com. You can see pictures of her swimming underwater and also find out where she's playing near you. Thank you very much for stopping by here.
Thanks for having me.